With the Omicron variant spreading faster than the Delta variant, nations, states, and cities are renewing their restrictions to slow the spread. Starting on January 3rd, Philadelphia will go on the offensive by requiring proof of COVID-19 vaccination in order to dine indoors. POC, a partner in WHYY's News and Information Community Exchange, hit the streets of the city to hear how Philly residents are reacting to the forthcoming.
Philadelphia just the latest major city to take this major step.
It goes into effect January 3rd, and it applies to indoor restaurants, bars, sports arenas, and movie theaters.
When it does go into effect, you will have to show your vaccination card along with your identification, and it makes some of their employees basically the vaccination police.
Big mad, little mad.
It makes me real mad.
I'm gonna say or not.
I'm pissed to the max.
Oh yeah, it makes me very angry.
Yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, POC, and I'm back for another edition of Mad or Nah. In the new year, establishments that provide food and drinks, including casinos and stadiums, will be asked to comply with a vaccine mandate for indoor dining. According to WHYY, 30% of restaurants already require proof of vaccinations to dine indoors. But other business owners are worried the mandate will mean a decline in business. So I hit the streets of Philadelphia to ask residents, how are they reacting to the MP restrictions? And does this mandate make them mad or not?
It doesn't bother me. I just am kind of like a little secretive about vaccination stuff because of my family issues. I think it'll drive people in both directions. People who are against it, I think, will be even more against it. From personal experience, I know some people who are really against it who are, but his business is just following rules. They're like pissed at being like asked to wear a mask or being turned away or whatever. And they like take it as a personal slight rather than just like the restaurant's doing what they've been told to do.
If you don't mind just sharing, what part of the city do you represent?
I actually live in the suburbs, Bryn Mawr.
Keep your radios locked.
Maybe they know what they gotta do to keep things
when
moving.
You think about it, safety first, because you know, this pandemic, you know, it pretty shook up everything. So you got some careless people out here. You got them going in there and then infecting other people. That ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? You trying to live. So, you know, I didn't want to get the vaccination, but this is the catch 22. Because you don't want to do things. Oh, you want to go here? You want to do this and do that? Oh, well, you ain't got your card. You ain't vaccinated? Oh, well, you out of luck. You can't go in. So it's just like going to school, going to college or something. You got to get vaccinated. It's going to matter.
Not to mention all the vaccines they already had, so it's still
it's going to be mandatory.
What's
you know,
the difference?
they're going to get you one. They're going to get you one way or other. They're going to get you.
What part of the city do you represent?
North Philly.
I feel like it doesn't make me mad necessarily. It's to like protect us, but at the same time, if I wasn't vaccinated, I would feel like some type of way because I won't be able to go anywhere with my friends or family. And like, if I didn't know how to cook, I'm just stuck ordering takeout, and that's so unhealthy. So I'm not personally mad because I'm vaccinated, but I would be a little mad.
Awesome. And if you don't mind just sharing, what's your first name? What part of the city you represent?
Chastity, and I'm from like Southwest.
What is there to be mad at?
I think that's crazy because it's my body. I got the right to do what I want with my body. And I don't trust the government at all. They've never done nothing for us as a people. And if you're not going to allow me to go to work and do the things, spend my money the way I want to spend my money, I mean, then it's going to end up being an equal. Like, they're going to suffer too. So
I think it's a great idea. I think it's helpful. Obviously, things are spreading very fast right now, and he needs to take all the action he can.
I think businesses are going to do what they want anyway, but I hope not. But people need to be vaccinated.
Thank you. And if you don't mind just sharing, what part of the city do you represent?
Germantown. I think a lot of businesses are going to suffer. I think it's up to them. I mean, I'm vaccinated, but it might not work for someone else.
Awesome. Thank you. And if you don't mind just sharing, what part of the city do you represent?
Northeast Philly.
That's fair enough, I would say. I mean, I work here, and the mask mandate in the market has not really... Probably 60% of the people that I served aren't wearing masks. But I'm over it, man. I've been a really good sport. I'm so over it.
What part of the city do you represent?
Northwest?
I'm not mad. Why should it make me mad? You know what I mean? I don't think it's fair to everybody else. You know, you got the option if you want to wear the mask or you don't. You got that option. You either want to give, you got to, you want to take it or you don't. This is America, right?
Tune
Tune in. 90.9 FM. Are you mad or nah? Follow Revive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.